Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Can you smell it? Can you smell that? I think that's the smell of victory. I know that a lot of people are probably hanging on the edge of their seats waiting for the outcome of this election. But I will tell you that the true races that will have the greatest impact in where we're going to go as a republic are right there in your state legislators. What's going on in D.C. will not change. You're going to hear hyperbole. You're going to hear all of the rank and file disdain from each side. The swamp is just boiling, and there's not much we're going to be able to do about it until we get the states to do their job. It's that simple. ReclaimingTheRepublic.org is a sponsor of this show. 1798part2.org is a sponsor of this show, as well as republicreview.org. This is the only show that provides the constitutional solution to getting the federal government into compliance and actually getting our public servants into compliance. You're going to love the upcoming presentation and information we're going to be providing after we go and present it to a very high-level, reputable source. And so I'll give you more details on that as we get closer. And I'll just say this. If you want to call in and talk about the election, if there's just some race that has got you captivated, the number to call in is 215-867-8255 or 215-TOP. T-O-P, talk, T-A-L-K. Now, I've been meaning to get this list of sub-factions, but I've realized that there are so many different sub-factions out there that I've got to take a little more concerted effort in doing it, because I want to try to give you a good comprehensive sub-faction list. What is sub-factions? Basically, the parties are a faction. But within each party and straddling across the parties are factions that are, you know, have a footprint in both parties. Some of those actually have ties, and some of those have no ties. But anyway, I wanted to get into that because, bottom line, it is these sub factions that are literally creating divisions amongst the conservatives as well as the liberals. But I don't care about them. I just care about those who love liberty and those who love our Constitution and why they're struggling and dealing with frustrations of not being successful. A quick reminder, we do have that crowdfunding set up. And by the way, it is on the ReclaimingTheRepublic.org website. So if you go there and you click on the link to GoFundMe, it'll take you straight to the campaign. So I've tried to make it a little simpler for you. And we would be humbled to have your support. I'm literally hitting critical mass. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I will have to go in and update it and withdraw the money that we need for Keith, because obviously we haven't gotten, you know, any donations. And so there's no way we can afford to flip the bill on the airfare to bringing Keith up and driving him over to Wyoming. So, and that's where we're going to be going and presenting. But this is going to be big, folks. This is literally a paradigm shift. And it is a new way of looking at politics in America. As a matter of fact, it's not really a new way. It's the Madisonian way. So anyway, if you want to support us, by all means, the money you put into that does not go into anybody's lifestyles. It doesn't pay any personal bills or anything like that. It is literally just to reimburse the overall cost of getting out and getting this message out so that people can get behind saving our Constitution. And it's growing. Obviously, it's not growing fast enough, but I know there's lots of people that don't deny the fact that this is the process. There's no denying that this is what we have to do. Getting people to actually make the connection of, yeah, this is what we have to do, and reaching into their wallet and actually helping a little bit. But if you're looking for an opportunity to receive a blessing, this would be a good way of doing that. Another good way of obtaining blessings or getting a little bit of wind in your sail is supporting the cause directly by just, you know, calling or actually emailing me, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, or you can join the Constitution Club. That would be the constitutionclub.ning.com, and get involved with them in what they're doing, because what they're as I kind of explain to people, you know, when you have a battle strategy, you just don't duke it out toe-to-toe with, you know, one force and another force. You have to deploy multiple forces. You have to have, if you want to call it a little deception or what have you, or you want to basically have distractions and those types of things, then, you know, the Constitution Club is going to be integral in providing some of that distractions, some of those deflections, or getting the attention drawn away from what we're going to be doing with Republic Review. And so if I could possibly move forward, if you've got time, you've got a computer, and you've got a phone, then you can help directly. So again, it's email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. Now, I appreciate your listening, and we are seeing an uptick in the listening. And as a matter of fact, I appreciate the fact that more and more people are getting turned on to the show. That is one way you can help. But again, another way is just directly supporting. We would have loved to have gotten more support out to our candidates, and we would have loved to have gotten more support. But bottom line, I think it's just a matter of credibility and time for people to finally go, you know what, this is the only way to do this. So it's just a matter of convincing and motivating. And so that's one of the reasons why we provide looks at the news and going, well, you think that's going to help? And as a matter of fact, just before today's show, I was looking at the news, and I even looked out my window, and I'm doing it right now. There is no sign that the federal government is going to relinquish any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. So you know what that means. That means you and I are going to have to do this. You and I are going to have to step up and demand that our state legislators call for the federal government to comply to the Constitution. Imagine that. Compliance. Say it with me. Compliance. It's not about immigration. It's not about abortion. It's not about the IRS. It's not about health care. It's about compliance. Once you get the federal government into compliance, all of those problems go away. All of them. It's the same thing with the anchor baby issue. If they're complying to the Constitution, there would be no such thing as an anchor baby issue, because there's no such thing in the Constitution of creating somebody that was born here that they become a citizen. It's not. They have to be subjects to the jurisdiction thereof. And if their parents are subjects to the jurisdiction of Mexico or any other foreign nation, then they aren't citizens by being born here. Period. It's that simple, folks. Just like when our service members are abroad and they have children that are born, whether that be on a military base or out in the domestic, you know, world of Bahrain or anywhere, Japan, it doesn't matter. Though that child, those parents basically apply their American citizenship to their child. That is an American child. Even though it's born abroad, those two parents are subjects, or at least one of the parents, are subject to the jurisdiction of the United States and a very specific state of residency. So with that, it's about compliance. Just remember, it's about compliance. Now, I mentioned this yesterday, and I'm going to mention it every day this week as long as I can remember. As I get older, I have a problem remembering, but I do want to remember to tell you that next week, Friday, November 16th, I will be providing you a constitutional look at our Republic's first Thanksgiving. Not sure if you know what that was and how that went, But if you believe Thanksgiving is about the big feast and pilgrims and Indians, then you need to make sure you tune in to this show on the 16th, because we are going to give it to you how they did it. And this is how we should be doing it. And this is probably one of the reasons why we're having some problems in our republic, because we've kind of turned away from those things that are important that the framers recognized and they put focus on. And in doing that, they were able to obtain what do you want to call inspiration and blessings from the divine hand of providence, and was able to create a constitutional republic that, you know, is second to none in the annals of mankind. And so just think about that. There has yet to be a republic that has ever been created and stood to compare to this one. The amount of liberty and the prosperity that we have enjoyed, second to none. So with that, I think it's really important to give you these historical looks so that we can start understanding, you know, how we need to align ourselves in getting back to those fundamental principles and focusing on the things that are important instead of wasting our time on the things and letting the commercial market manipulate us into what they believe is really important. So with that, I'm at a hard break here. So please stay tuned, and I will be back because I do want to talk a little bit about Bob Schultz. And so when we come back, I'll give you a little bit on him, and then we'll move forward. So please stay tuned. I'll be right back after this. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. So if you tuned in yesterday, you probably heard me tell you that Bob Schultz of the We the People, he's the founder of the We the People Foundation. He's also the coordinator and the guy that made it possible for the first Continental Congress to convene in 2009. He has a huge history as being a constitutional warrior. And I told you yesterday that on Sunday he had a heart attack, and I had just happened to call him during a very narrow window. I mean, it was just absolutely pure luck that I was inspired to call him and happened to call him when I did. And he was actually able to answer his cell phone. And so we talked briefly. He wanted to know how I was doing and what we were doing in the next couple of weeks and so forth. He's very excited about getting done with what he's doing and starting to work with us. With that, I know he had his surgery today, so I know that he's probably got a lot of, what do you call that stuff that they put in you? Anesthesia. And so usually the first day after surgery, the anesthesia's got to wear off and all that, because they put you on some pretty heavy anesthesia when they operate on your heart. But that being said, I just ask that you keep him in your prayers and keep him in your thoughts. We need him. We need his leadership. We need all the leaders that we can get, especially somebody that is so gung-ho on supporting Republic Review. And so I would just ask that you put it in your prayers and thoughts today and tonight. And just, you know, we're praying for a fast recovery so that Bob can, you know, put his combat boots on and hit the road with us very soon, because we are going to get we're going to start getting very active in preparing for 2020 as we start also working and creating fulcrums in other states in getting other states to start getting ready to stand up. And in 2020, we plan on moving more state legislators and committing to defending the Constitution and Republic Review. So with that, I just ask that you keep Bob Schultz or Robert Schultz in your prayer. If you want to know more about him and some of the stuff he's done, just go to the We the People Foundation. There's a lot of information on some of his accomplishments and so forth. And you'll see why he's a player. He is a big time player, and we definitely want to make sure that we have him on our team. And so please pray for a speedy recovery for Robert Schultz. And with that, as I kind of mentioned, you know, in the past, and I want to kind of go through this, what is important to you? Or what do you actually believe is the most important aspect in our society that has the biggest influence, or I should say has the biggest, what's the best way of saying this? The biggest contributor to our ilks and our heartache, our frustrations, and the reason why the nation is going in the direction it is. Do you believe it's our public servants? In other words, those people that we're voting for today, do you believe that they are possibly our biggest problem? Or maybe you think it's the laws that they create that's our biggest problem. Or maybe you think it's the education system. Now, you hear me rail that the education system is the biggest problem. It is huge. Or maybe you think it's the party. Maybe it's all this divisiveness of the parties and these sub-factions and so forth. Or maybe you think it's the electorate. We the voters, we the useful idiots, as I like to call these kids coming out of school that are foaming at the mouth to throw away liberties. Or maybe it's religion. There is a symbiotic relationship between all of these. And if you look at how some of these interreacted and interrelated and their relationship way back when they formed our Constitutional Republic, you'll start to understand how these interdependencies kind of created a way for a political system to literally go into a laissez-faire mode. Now, you probably have a job. You probably work for a company that has expectations of making money. They probably want you to produce so that they can make profits, so that they can pay you more money and they can grow and do good things. That's kind of that relationship between employee and employer. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is because an employer and an employee has a very tight relationship and there are expectations. What happens if all of a sudden you fail to meet expectations? Do you believe you're going to maintain your employment? Do you believe that you're still going to be that that blessed one that walk, you don't have that special parking spot if you fail to meet expectations? I think not, right? I think that you put yourself in jeopardy. You put yourself in trouble with your employer, with your boss, whoever could fire you, to say, you know what, you're not hitting on all cylinders, and we need people that are hitting on all cylinders. So I want you to kind of ruminate on those. Who do you think really is the problem? You think it's the public servants, the laws that they write, the education system, the party, the electorate, or religion? I'll let you think about that. And when I release this presentation coming up, I will get into really where I believe the one aspect of these organizations or these things in our society, these elements in our society, there's one of them that has a huge role to play, and we're going to get into that. But before I do, and you know that this report on Kavanaugh has come out, and you know that the allegations they have identified and are now requesting that the Justice Department actually goes after a couple of these liars, a couple of these people that basically committed perjury in essence. I mean, they may not have gotten in front and taken the oath or what have you, but I want to give you something to think about. And I've read this before, but I think this is very important. And I'll do the follow-on on the doctrine that this comes from. But this is Deuteronomy chapter 19. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong. In other words, they're calling some man out or some person out for committing a crime, a sin, or what have you. Then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, which shall in those days, and the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness be a false witness and hath testified falsely against his brother or sister, then shall ye do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shall thou put the evil away from among you. In other words, if somebody says that this man raped me and there was no evidence and there's no proof, and it comes to find out that that person, I was really upset and I lied, then that person, based on this, needs to go to jail for rape. And those which shall remain shall hear and fear and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. The day we start holding people accountable, that's, if you understand liberty and the importance it has in our society, there are three factors that are interdependent. Go to the Mobius Strip press page. I kind of talk about this. It's right there on the left-hand side. You know, civil society is wholly dependent on the factors of liberty. And those three factors are free agency, your ability to freely choose what you want to do. But that one thing, free agency, is interdependent upon responsibility and accountability. You have to be accountable for what you just did. You have to be responsible for what you're going to do. If you fail to do that and you cause somebody harm, then you will be held accountable, especially in a land of liberty where people's lives and property are protected by government. That's how it works, folks. And so when we start holding people accountable, because right now you can almost say anything. I guess that you can go into a theater today and yell fire because there's no accountability, or there's no, you know, going after people. There's no holding somebody accountable if they, you know, say this guy raped me. What's the difference if you cause people to be hurt in a stampede and leave in a fire or a place of business or anything else because you yelled irresponsibly out into the public? that something was happening and you caused fear and you caused, panic. What's the difference when you do that harm to some person in the public eye, such as a judge or a candidate for office like Judge Roy Moore? Tell me or help me define what the difference is, because we have to be accountable for what we say and what we do in our society. And when we start doing that, then we're moving back towards what I would call a true civil society. That's where we need to be. And so with that, you can see I'm up at a hard break. So when we come back, I have a little bit more and a little bit on some constitutional takes on what we've got going on. So I hope you're enjoying your election day, and I hope you voted, because we're halfway through the show. Make sure you vote today, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VONTRACYDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And so in these midterm elections, you hear a lot of people really, really, really focused on this seat, this seat, this seat, and this seat. I think I'd like to give you a perspective that maybe we should be focusing, instead of the seat, on the Constitution, whether that be the U.S. Constitution or the state Constitution. When we hear issues regarding candidates and how they stand on, let's say, the Second Amendment, you know, gun control, or Obamacare, government health care, government entitlements, immigration, DACA, you know, amnesty, the caravan, anchor babies, or what have you. Or maybe when the candidates are talking about the economy and how the government has created just a great economy, I want you to start thinking about whether these things that they're talking about are within the purview, within those delegated and enumerated powers that have been granted that government body. Does the federal government have the charter and responsibility, and have the states delegated to them to create great economies? That's a question. Is it in the Constitution? Maybe you can find it for me. What about some of these entitlements? Excuse me. And I'm still suffering from that strep. So hopefully by the end of the week, with penicillin and everything else, I'll be A-OK. But anywho, what about these entitlements? What about these, you know, buying people's votes, buying the drug addicts' votes by, you know, creating injection sites and, you know, closer to their home, or giving them free places to sleep and stay? That is illegal and immoral when you buy people's votes. Obamacare is another way of buying people's votes, gun control and so forth. And some of these are important, like protecting our individual privileges and immunities, such as our right to bear arms. You can't say that that's not important. But the question is it delegated to that particular person, that seat? Maybe protecting our individual privileges and immunities is, but most of the issues that they're facing, they have no jurisdiction and they have no power over that. And so why is it that we're allowing these things to chase us? Say it with me, folks. It's one word. It starts with a C, just like the Constitution, just like compact, just like contract. That word is compliance. We need to get our public servants into compliance, period. So as I just kind of went through, and I will just rephrase and not answer, but I will give you what I believe, you know, is the group in our society that might be causing this problem. Is the problem coming from our public servants? Is the problem coming from the laws and the constitutions themselves? Maybe the problem's coming from our education system. Maybe the problem's coming from the party itself, or the electorate, or religion. So keep that in your brain housing group. Keep that in the back of your head and think about that over the next couple of weeks. Because when this presentation is wrapped up and done and we get it up on YouTube and you can actually go access it and watch it, then I will ask you if what you thought was the real problem is the problem, or how we present the solution to our society ills and problems. Did we jive with what you were thinking? Because I think this is a paradigm shift in actually getting people to look at the problem in a different way. It's kind of like the elephant in the room. That saying has a very specific meaning. That means that there's this big object in the room that everybody's walking around and nobody is addressing. All right. So anyway, let's move forward. I'm not sure if you heard about this, but this really upsets me, because it's the how the liberals get away with a double standard. If you haven't heard, Motel 6 and its parent company agreed to pay $7.6 million to settle a class action lawsuit claiming that the chain had supposedly provided information on Latino guests to immigration officials, or ICE officials, according to this settlement. Now, what's wrong with that? What is wrong with Motel 6 providing that information to ICE if they want to? When you check into Motel 6, do you have this little, you know, I want a privacy, do not disclose any of that? No. Even when you go see your doctor, as a matter of fact, when I fill out my forms to go see the doctor, I always write, you know, that they want to do these things. I write on there and sign it that I do not want any of my patient records or any of my data submitted into an online database or anything else. I do not want it available online. And whether they comply to that, there's that word again, whether they comply to that or not, that's up to them. But if all of a sudden my data gets compromised and it gets hacked, then I actually have a legal leg to stand on to say, hey, I told you I didn't want that there, and you put me at risk and you completely ignored my request. So anyway, but what's really important and where the real hypocrisy is on this Motel 6 issue is Amazon. Do you remember Amazon was allowed to function as a corporation for how many years? 20 some years without making a penny? They were in debt. No corporation in the history that I know of, to the size and magnitude that Amazon was ever allowed to continue and exist. It was a hobby at that point, because they were just losing money literally for 20 some years. or even more. I'd have to go and look at it. It was just a historical record amount of time that they were losing money. Why were they allowed to maintain operations and stay in business? Because they were giving all of the data and information that you were coming onto their website and looking and buying stuff from them. They was giving that to the CIA, to the intelligence community. Hey, hold it now. Where's the class action lawsuit on that? See my point? This is true hypocrisy because they were just going after one specific demographic. So what? If one piece of information for one class or one group, and show me in the Constitution these civil rights. People like to point to the Civil Rights Act, and I have to keep on telling you that is not an amendment. That is strictly legislation that is applicable to the seat of government as we know the District of Columbia or Washington, D.C. The Civil Rights Act is not a constitutional act. I don't like the fact that they didn't try to amend the Constitution. They should have. Or, actually, I don't like that. I think the states should have amended their own constitutions to let them play with how they want to enforce this civil rights issues. Let them do that because the federal government has no business doing that. They shouldn't at all have any business doing that. And so I think it's hypocrisy and I think it's huge. And it's a huge problem that the liberals get away with going after companies that do things for conservative purposes. But when companies do things for really maniacal and evil purposes, like spying on you, on everybody equally, like Amazon, then I think that, that's just showing their colors, that they want to shut down people that are doing the same thing for conservative causes. But the liberal cause will let those things go and we'll just let them keep going. I'm not sure if you also heard, but speaking about gun control in California, I guess there was this an issue on the Supreme Court refusing to basically make another initiative on a gun rights issue, basically leaving the issue in California as is, allowing the concealed carry handguns in public to be the rules and laws that they are at this point. And it seems like the Supreme Court, as I was kind of saying yesterday, it seems like the Supreme Court is still, even though you have conservatives on there, they still have their own self-aggrandizing. I've been telling people this. There is not a justice out there that looks at the Constitution as a contract. It's enumerated. And there's not a justice out there that's pounding the desk and pounding their chest saying, we have no right or no jurisdiction over anything that's not enumerated within the Constitution. My heavens, that would be a breath of fresh air to hear a jurist, a Supreme Court jurist, literally stand up and say, hey, we have no business dealing with any of these things, marriage, life, carbon, and pollution. It is not in the Constitution. We have no jurisdiction. We need to actually withdraw from this, and the federal government has no business meddling with it. Gosh, what would we do if the Supreme Court was actually doing that C word, complying to the Constitution? I should read that little quote or snippet from Marshall, and I'll probably do that tomorrow. But I think it's huge. I think it's really, really important. Now, as I'm railing on these companies, I got to basically do a plug, and it's not like they're paying me to do this, but who do you use when you're looking for something on the internet? Are you still Googling? Are you still using Google? I believe that if you're using Google, then you're just basically allowing them to manipulate you because Google manipulates the outcome of your search. They will drive things to support their good liberal friends, whether that be Facebook, whether that be LinkedIn, whether that be Amazon or what have you. There is a reason why those top choices are popping up in your Google search engine results. And so I'm going to tell you about DuckDuckGo when we come back from the break and why we want to move forward with that. And so please stay tuned. I've got a little more time after the break, so please, we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so as I was saying before we went into the break, that you should be using DuckDuckGo. If you've never heard of them, they are a search engine. Check them out. As a matter of fact, I would challenge you to do searches with both DuckDuckGo and Google. Do the exact same search and look at the difference of the results you get. Let's say you want to buy something. Let's say you're looking for something online. You'll notice that you'll have that something that you want to buy from Google. They will point you to Amazon and very specific online sources, where DuckDuckGo will actually give you the most relevant resource for that product. Even more importantly, when you want to start looking for things of the Constitution, or like I told you, go look, just Google for young teen raped by homosexuals, and you will find that you will get nothing from Google, and you'll actually get results from DuckDuckGo. They are manipulating your information. And so if we were concerned about a foreign entity in manipulating our election, excuse me, why are we allowing a corporation to manipulate us in every facet of our lives, not just an election? Seems like that's kind of nefarious behavior as far as I'm concerned. And even more importantly, Google has been caught having allegations. Of course, these are allegations. But Google has tried to sweep under the rug sexual misconduct allegations. And so that's why there's been this worldwide walkout. But there's, you know, and the real hypocrisy is, where is the worldwide walkout in Google over what's going on in Google's support to the Chinese oppressive and inhumane treatment of their citizens? You know, they need to actually start stepping up. But this walkout, you know, they actually had these demands. And so let me kind of give you a nutshell of what these demands were. Let me see here. Do I still have those? No, I don't. Actually, that's too funny. I must have moved those off. And so I've put them somewhere else. Well, anyway, I just want you to know that when you're going to Google and when you're driving business towards where they want you to go, then you're only helping the progressives. DuckDuckGo.com. Check them out and get off of Google. The faster you can get off Google, the better and the happier we'll be. If you've listened to these guys, the way they talk, they believe they're beyond reproach. They believe that they have this moral high ground in anything and everything that they do. And I'm going, are you kidding me? And it goes back to what I've been saying for a long time. The ends justify the means, because they will do whatever is necessary to drive us into where they want us to be. And that's how it, that's how it's supposed to be, right? We're supposed to be able to be manipulated. And that there's, and if you remember, I'll even go back to Obama's administration. He had, I believe, the number two person from Google become a part of his administration. I forget the person's name, but Obama definitely used technology and social media as a huge part of them driving the narrative and influencing people. So with that, let me just kind of reemphasize DuckDuckGo.com. Now, so something to think about. I know that the Bay Delta plan, which is out there, I believe the who's the San Francisco mayor. I am trying to remember what her name is. Let me find out. Oh yes, it's London Breed. She actually sided with the conservatives on this ruling that would allow more water to go to the farmers. However, it seemed like the city council of San Francisco, all 11 of them, unanimously chose to stick it to Trump and you know, say that the environment is far more important than feeding Americans and the farmers. And so it's the fact that the ends justify the means. They are going to do anything and everything. And if you haven't heard, I believe it's the new prime minister of Australia has stood up and said, hey, look, the UN is using climate change and global ecology and the global environment as a big part of the movement for global governance and the New World Order. There was a Czech president that was way back in the, about 10 years ago, I forget the gentleman's name, but he was warning everybody that the UN's involvement in global climate change and this whole, you know, hoopla about climate change was more of a religion than anything else. It was fanaticism, and, you know, we needed to be very, very leery of it. So we're literally on the cusp of seeing more and more nations surrendering. And actually, so here's the truth. Even though these nations are signing up, they're not doing anything. The only nation that has actually had tangible involvement in going green and spending billions of dollars on, you know, alternate energy sources and everything else is, guess who? The U.S. Nobody has been the champion of these stupid loyalist programs, because bottom line, what's been happening, and that's how Obama had been able to repay using the spoil system, his loyalists, those who helped him get elected the first time and helped him get reelected. He used our tax dollars to help line the pockets of those people that were literally spending, you know, a fraction of the money that they were getting back. I think Kaiser, I think if I remember correctly, Kaiser spent maybe $75,000 or something like that, and he received hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars for his loyalty. Personally, when he walked away from Solyndra, I believe he had like a half a billion dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars to his own credit and to his own personal bank account. And so I want you to understand that that's how the system has been used, and we, the taxpayers, are continually funding this. You need to understand that the source of this actually goes all the way back to Andrew Jackson, the first Democrat president that we had. He put the spoil system on steroids. I mean, even Jefferson recognized that there was this little bit of opportunity of steroid, or I should say spoils, where you can award contracts and you can award people work and so forth at the expense of the public purse. But it is nothing back then like it is today, where, you know, you'd get these signs going through Southern California that this is your tax dollars being used in improving these little artillery or arteries and so forth, that these are ancillary, that's what they are, they're ancillary highway systems that connect with one interstate to another and so forth. And I'm going, wow, what a misuse of federal funds. Show me in the Constitution where the federal government has the responsibility of improving the freeways and highways in a given state. They don't. Now, if the federal government wasn't taxing us into oblivion, the states would be able to keep all the money that they are sending to the federal government to take care of their own needs and let them decide whether it's more important to provide entitlement programs or to provide opportunities. Is it better to enslave or is it better to empower? I will tell you, my friends, empowering a person is probably the greatest thing we can do as human beings, because as we do, we actually unleash their potential. When you enslave them, you have captivated and basically corralled their potential and kept them from becoming a true contributor to society. Look back at the great names of the people that have brought forth things like penicillin and Marconi with radio, all of these great, Edison, all of these people that have contributed, they didn't contribute because they were on the entitlement program. They contributed because they were not encumbered by government and the heavy hand of regulations and being lured into entitlement. As I was saying yesterday, as we kind of wrap up this show, because this is, I've got maybe just a little over a minute left. There's a time coming, and these elections have consequences, and how we vote and what we're doing and whether we're getting out there and getting involved has everything to do with whether we're going to be able to preserve liberty for our children and for our grandchildren. Are you ready to stand with a clear conscience and being able to tell your grandchildren and to tell your children that you did everything you could to try to preserve liberty, as we see liberty really being stripped away from us, you know, from one thread to the next in every facet of our society, whether that be via the plumbing in our toilets, from the lighting in our house, you name it, we are losing the liberty of being able to do what we want. the money that they pour into the enslavement of people, such as welfare, unemployment, and all of those types of things, only incentivize people to do nothing for a little while. And boy, once you get onto that path, it is so easy to sit and camp and live. That is why we have generational people and families on welfare. What are you going to do about it? I hope you got out there to vote. I hope that you're ready to stand up and join these causes. Join us. Send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and you will be able to get involved and be a part of the solution. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm Reclaiming the Republic, and I'll be back tomorrow to talk about some of the impacts of today's actions. We'll be back. God bless.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.